This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bat tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com, USAPrepares.com. John is engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. With me today is the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for the laugh. I need one of those day after everything else. Grace is here sitting with me.
Hey, Grace. That's Grace Thorne. Rick is mentioned. And Grace Thorne taught a sixth grade class. And she and her sixth graders would come on the air with us every 6 weeks or so. And we'd have a lot of fun teaching medicine with Dr. Norman Shealy and science.
For me, please?
Sure. Sure. We'll turn it up right now.
Yeah, that's a little better. Thank you.
Okay. And Dr. Richard Allen Miller would talk, teach physics with our sixth grade class in Ryan, Oklahoma. And since, you know, Rick, I don't think anybody else wants to do that with us anymore. You know that? I think Grace Thorne was the last of her breed.
No, she's a good old girl. There's a bunch of them out there, trust me. Okay. And our friend in California probably will be back with her two sons in homeschooling. And once I start my children's program, we'll be doing that probably from the Caterpillar, driving down the road. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Stay tuned.
Yeah, well, Rick, what I meant by that is public schools don't seem to be very interested, at least the ones I've communicated
with. Well, there's no support. That's the part of it. In terms of not following party lines, is that the right word, for grants and federal funding? Yeah. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's all usury. The whole thing is wrong. I think most people now, and I know everybody listening to us feels this way, and if that is representative of across America, which I think is starting to happen now more and more, everybody's starting to get it. Like, for example, the big Planet Nine, NASA's, you know, Nibiru, the end of days, all of that. Well, now it's mainstream media just like it ever was. And Hillary Clinton, there is a high, I just posted on that one under her, Hillary Clinton is going to go to jail. I think so. I don't think she's going to run for president. I think they're going to arrest her and put her in prison before the election. I think that is actually now, from everything that I can tell, is going to happen. The Bundy Ranch and Burns, Oregon connection is bogus. I posted that last night with not so much of a retraction, but an explanation of how it happened and why the misdodge. There is a lot of manipulation going on out there, and it's mostly done by criminals, literal criminals. And they're doing it with intent. And now people are realizing that the banks are going to try to take control of the United States. The Fed has already come out and said that they're probably going to, they're in a corner. They can't. What are they going to do? They're going to seize Social Security. That's what's going to happen next. They have no way. It's going to happen. So,
Rick, you mentioned Social Security. I decided that I would like to get some of the money that was stolen from me and Mrs. Finelli over, you know, all of our working lives. And I went on the Social Security website to start the funds coming back to us. They locked us out. They locked me out. And so Mrs. Finelli got on the computer and she was going to, all she has to do is, you know, request her, they call them benefits.
Yeah.
And they locked her out. They locked her out. So we call those thugs in the Social Security office. And they said, okay, there's something wrong with your account. Now, that'd be both of ours, right? We were born in different places, and the accounts are locked up. We can't access them. We cannot access the Social Security website. We can get to the website, but we can't get to our account. And so it took 3 weeks, to get an appointment with those overworked employees of the Social Security system. 3 weeks to get to see these guys. I can't believe
it. Yeah, it's going to get worse, too. They're actually going to go in and cut some of the IRAs and other things that people have put money away in savings, and that's how the Fed is going to do a bail-in. And I posted it on Facebook when it started to happen, and the yuan, the Chinese yuan, and now Germany and others are joining that. It is the end of the dollar. The petrodollar is finished. They're still, you know, scrambling, but we are going to see the loss of things like Social Security and Medicare and all of it. I took early retirement when I hit 62, knowing I wanted the money, and I grabbed as much as I could and ran with it. And that's all I live on now. That's why I have to. I'm so desperate with GoFundMe accounts and doing writing. I'm trying to reinvent and develop enough of a cash flow that I don't go under. And I'm 72 years old. I have to work for a living.
Well, so I'm 63. I'm 63, and I'm still working for a living.
Well, there it is. None of us are really, truly prepared for what is going to happen this year. And by 2017, I'm going to guess we're going to have climatic changes and geographic changes by 2017. Certainly, the NASA document is predicting it. And they have been dead on every single prediction. It was written by a bunch of scientists that had algorithms to predict. Cliff High is out there going on saying it. There are others. I frankly don't know what to believe. What I do know is that my food has gone up. I don't eat the same as I used to, and everything is costing more. I had a friend that got out of prison, had been gone for 3 years in jail, in prison. When she came out, the first thing she noted was that the food was literally half again as much as when she went into prison. Now, just in 3 years.
And that's one of the things that you see when when you take some time off or you don't go to the store very often. Mrs. Finelli and I might buy provisions once a month, and because of it's not daily, when we go back, we might not get the same thing 2 months in a row. So we might get it. We might skip 2 months before we buy it again, whatever it may be. And we will see the dramatic change. So I fully understand what you're saying. You mentioned Cliff High, halfpasthuman.com. He's going to be on with us tomorrow, hour number
one. By the way,
Cliff High.
Say hi to him and remind him that he wrote me a personal note a week and a half, two, almost 10 days ago, saying he needed to talk to me. Now, I know why. I am a time, I'm involved with time travel studies, and I know about his algorithm catching me. And so he was going to talk to me, and he didn't because I didn't have any kind of, what do they call that, algorithms for scrambling. I didn't have any...
encryption.
Encryption. And so he was going to work on that and get back to me. He's just up the street in Washington. And I know what he's going to talk to me about because I know I'm going to be seen as an anomaly in history right now. I know why, too, and I can't say. It's just I'm not that, but I know what that's about, and I need to talk to Cliff. He, as much as he needs to talk to me, just pass that on along. Now, there's something else going on here. And I have made a discovery about timelines and how that thing works. I have the math on it. It comes out of knot theory, K-N-O-T, and the way a plasma can be tied into a knot and squeezed to where it appears like quantum foam. It won't mix with itself. And so the way space is twisted, when you pull on one end or the other, will determine gravity and other kinds of phenomena that we are now associating with reality. And I have made a breakthrough, and I it's called the Casimir effect. And I am concerned because there's something else out there messing with things. And while I think it's all going to work out okay, I don't think there's going to be the death and destruction that the Bible is predicting, but there will be blood. And people that are not prepared are going to be the ones that are going to have to scramble hardest, and you start with water. And once you have your water together, and I can't even imagine Flint, Michigan, and what they did up there and what's going on in that media part right now, but there it is. Just like I said it was. And last year I told you, when you see Walmart stores closing their doors, I said that would be the beginning of the end, and then you started looking for the shelves and what's on it and what's not on the shelves. So here we are at the end of days. I don't know that they're going to use Walmart stores as internment camps, but that wouldn't surprise me.
Wow. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, I'm Vince Finelli, and when we come back, I'd like to respond to a couple of things that you said. You're talking about the stores, you're talking about Walmart, you talked about Flint, Michigan, and I got a call this morning before the broadcast. I'll tell you about it when we come back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. So, Rick, I got a call this morning from our daughter, and she lives in Virginia.
Yeah.
And I was chatting with her yesterday about the storm and just reviewing some of the procedures about the plumbing and should the electricity fail, just some of my thoughts about which rooms to close off in her house and which doors to keep open should she have to use a kerosene-type heater. And so the pipes wouldn't freeze. Because when I lived in Virginia, we had an ice storm that lasted 11 days, or the power was out for 11 days, and people just died. There's no question about it. Just a quarter of an inch of ice on the roads, and you just can't go anywhere because it's so slippery. If you're trying to travel down one of these back roads, the roads are crowned, and you just slide right off the road. I mean, you know, the road is designed to shed water, but it was so cold, and the freezing rain froze on everything, power lines, and it was so heavy that the power lines broke, and power was disrupted, and stores couldn't engage in commerce, and you couldn't buy anything. You couldn't buy gasoline, you couldn't buy kerosene, you couldn't buy anything, food. And so she called this morning, and she said, it's just like the movies. The store, she went to a Food Lion, and the store was empty. Absolutely empty. The store, meaning the shelves. The shelves were bare, just like in the movies. So obviously that means that there's been some panic buying. People are concerned about, you know, having what they need before they need it, and that's wonderful. But why did they have to go to the store? Why didn't they go a month ago or 2 months ago? Why didn't they have almost everything they needed anyway? And I don't know how long it's going to take us to teach people to pay attention to what's happening in the weather, to look up, to look down, and make sure they have water, water filtration. You mentioned Flint, Michigan. And, you know, you turn on the faucet and brown water comes out. Well, the same thing happened in Virginia. We had a well. But in the little town, that we were just outside this little tiny town of about 500 people, and they would turn on the faucet, and brown water would come out, just like in Flint, Michigan. Probably a different reason. And what happened was this one gal moved in from the Northeast to Virginia. And she was a nurse at the local hospital, and they wore white uniforms back then. And she would wash her white uniforms in her clothes washer, and they would come out tan because of the brown water. And she had just had enough. And she started making some phone calls and raising her voice. And pretty soon, it was discovered that a prison was coming to our town. And nobody could figure out why we would want a prison in our town. Well, it so happened that the Shaw Rug Company was in this town, and they abandoned a building, and they were going to turn that into a little prison. And Shaw Rug Company, or Shaw Carpet Company, uses prison labor, you know, to lower their costs. But there's more to the story. As you were saying before, there's way more to the story than what we may think. So we think that there's two non-related events. One is the water's brown, and the prison's coming in. Well, the prison was coming in because the prisoners needed clean water. The town couldn't afford the clean water, so they said, let's get a prison. There was a Shaw abandoned factory there, and they were going to put prisoners in there to lower their costs of production. And they'd have to rip up the roads and put in new water pipes. Why? There's more to the story. Because the people who managed the water system in the town allowed their family members to skate on the water bills. So they used another little factory that closed to pay the big portion of the water bills. So the little people who were related to those who were running the water company got free water. Well, when the factory closed and the bills weren't being paid, the water supply underground, the pipes, the delivery system, fell into disrepair. And the pipes started breaking and cracking, and as the water traveled through the pipes, it'd pick up mud from under the roads. So the easy way to fix it is, let's put a prison in town, and the prison will buy or force a new water system to be put in place and cover up all of the criminal activity that happened before, which was relatives not paying the water bill. So when you look at Flint, Michigan, I wonder if it's the same kind of thing. I wonder if it's just a case of neglect because not everybody paid their water bills. And now when industries left, there's nobody to pay the water bills. We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us at DocRam.com, DocRam.com, as in Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Rick, you were talking about water in Flint, Michigan. You had mentioned that. How is it possible that the government of Flint, Michigan can come on the media and say the water's okay to drink when clearly it's cloudy? Clearly it's brown. Clearly, it's off color.
In the city that I live, Grants Pass, Oregon, they have a water filtration plant that every so often they're dumping raw sewage into our drinking water by accident. Do you think they will tell the populace what they did when they make an error like that? They don't. And so all of a sudden, the entire city has got H. pylori, that little worm, you know, that causes indigestion. And this is typical of all the very small municipalities around the world. When somebody makes a mistake, they don't come clean. They try to cover it up and fix it so that nobody notices. They're trying to do the right thing, but they made a mistake. Are they going to cop to it? Or are they going to try to cover it up? What would you do? We all of us, to some level, run that ship that way. And we're all wrong when we do, and so there are shades of gray. And water is the bottom line. And so it's before anything in terms of nutrition and health. Before anything else, it's about water. And people do not yet understand the importance of the quality of what you're drinking as it affects your entire life, including Congress and all the rest of us. Nobody has a clue, and do not place the importance of the cleanness of water and what you are and what you are not drinking. Now, that's why in my program, working with children, because the first thing a child does is wants to go to play in the sandbox. The sandbox is a metaphor for working with plants and the soil, and they are geared from birth to have a relationship like that. And the first thing that a child needs to be taught is the importance of the quality of water that they're drinking, even teaching adults how to do it. And so, for me, the whole thing is an opposite in terms of prioritizing what is important, quality of living. And it's time that we, all of us, realize that before anything else, what you are drinking for water makes all the difference in the world, the way your nutrients are either assimilated in your body or not. Everybody kind of nods and says, oh, yeah, I get that. But they haven't integrated that concept into their daily living. And that's why juicers, the people that eat raw vegetables, are most healthiest. It's a metaphor.
Mm-hmm. You know, Rick, one of the nice things that I see is people are actually buying water instead of, I'm talking about bottled water, and that's a huge problem in itself, but what I'm saying is that there's a shift from soda to bottled water, and it's not like there's a huge difference in price between soda and bottled water, but the bottles that are used once and thrown away is a massive problem because of the dumping everywhere.
Well, that's your DuPont and the better living through chemistry with plastic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There it is.
I'm looking at a photograph on the internet of the amount of plastic waste in the oceans, and there's a statement that says the amount of plastic waste in the Earth's oceans will outweigh fish in just 30 years, unless drastic action is taken.
You can go to the bottom of the ocean and pick up the soil at the bottom of an ocean, and it's mostly micropearls of plastic.
And the fish are, and
everything is eating it, yes.
Right, they're eating it, and then we're eating them.
It's invasive. And the bottom line is there is a need for prioritizing differences in your lives on what is and is not important. And I don't think anybody realizes how mind control works in terms of shifting your values and why you want to do it this way over that way as a lifestyle.
You know, Rick, we take out our trash. When I say we, I'm talking about all of us. We just take out our trash and we bring it either to the end of our driveway or we take it to the the government site where they've got these bins and then they haul it away. So
we just not even recycle,
but it just when we get rid of our trash, take out the trash, let's say, it just disappears and we don't worry about it. That's the problem. We don't worry about it. It is a problem. And, you know, I have a farm, and on this farm, before I bought it, I walked the farm, a couple hundred acres, just to see what was here. I was not going to buy a farm that had a toxic dump on it. And I found a depression in the ground where things were dumped over the years. There was an old tractor that was there, a couple old tires that I pulled out, and a swing set, and an old toilet, and a school bus. So I'm going to take the torch and I'm going to cut up the school bus. I can get this all this stuff out. But that's on our farm. And what happened years ago was farmers would take care of their own trash. They'd have a little pile someplace where they threw all their jars. But there wasn't the plastic. The plastic is the real problem. Because most of this, and it's a small area on the farm, it's a really short school bus. But I'm going to cut that up and use the metal and recycle it. But farmers didn't trash their own properties. They would build a pile for glass, and it would stay there. But it wasn't like throwing it in the ocean. Now we have a problem with all this plastic, and I don't know what to do with it other than to boycott the companies who are overpackaging. That's all
I
can think of to do.
That's a good start place. It's also by local, where you don't need containers on shelved food. That's a good place to start.
There's other things
you could do to start your own process step by step in your behavior. Your environment and your relationship to it.
What I found,
I put my garden in on my older property before I moved, it took me 9 years to get grass, lawn into a friable garden that was producing really cool food. And guess what? At one corner of where I was putting my garden in this little piece of lot that I had in the city was a dump at one point. There was a ridge there. And what had happened is, over the last 50 years, an ant colony set in there, and I'm talking about a massive, probably 20-foot long ant colony going down into the earth. It took me 3 years with creosote and other things to kill off the ant and get the queen. I finally did that, and then my garden started working right. It is everywhere, and you'll notice it's the mafia that does all the cleanup.
Speaking of the mafia and speaking of creosote, I was looking up creosote last night because I'm going to build a biochar vessel, and I wanted to know if creosote was something that could be sold as a product from our farm. Can't sell it. You can't sell creosote. It's only used by the railroads and by the utility companies for the power poles. The rest of us can't use creosote. Rick, we have Tom in Baltimore. Welcome, Tom.
Well, thanks, Vince. You got my hopes up. I was going to say thank you so much for letting me know that we can use creosote again and then dash them just as quick as you raised them. So thank you for that, Vince.
Well, I plan on using creosote anyway. I'm not really
responsibly. It's not a problem. Apparently, somebody either became too concerned over someone misusing it, or some idiots were misusing it. Either way, we're paying the prices as responsible citizens, and it's the best for preserving poles that you put in the ground.
It is so good that the utility companies use it above everything else. It is so good that the railroad uses it to treat the railroad ties so that they last as long as possible, so we don't have to cut more trees down to replace the power poles and the railroad ties. But let me just say what it is. So if you could condense some of the smoke from let's say it this way. when you're cooking spaghetti and you have a pot of water on the stove and you have a lid on it, if you take the lid off, you'll see water condensing on the top of the lid. Well, if you were that steam, if you will, is kind of like what happens when you have a wood fire in a closed vessel. It just has an air inlet, and as the smoke condenses on a cooler surface, that liquid, it's a black liquid, that is the creosote. So you can save that from a wood fire. Now, we're not talking about a toxic fire with plastic and radioactive waste or oil. We're just talking about burning wood, clean wood. And you'll get this creosote, and you can, it's a liquid, and you can put the end of the posts that you're going to plant in the ground in this liquid, let them soak, let the post soak for a couple days, and then you'll probably have a post that won't rot for a long time. Do you agree with that, Tom?
Well, I didn't know what the exact recipe was for making it. I knew that a lot of the old-timers could make not only creosote, but the wives oftentimes could make medicines that rivaled anything you could get from a pharmacy. And I'll wait until after the break to finish that thought.
Sure. Tom's with us from Baltimore. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. I'm Vin Fanelli. This is USAPrepares.com. And we'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, DocRam, DocRam.com. Tom in Baltimore is on the line with us. Tom, you had another thought?
Well, we were talking about the Chris vote, and how some people make it, and I simply added on that I had remembered and was looking recently to compile a list of recipes, if you will, for things that really were a part of everyday life when I was younger. You know, I was brought up, and I'm sure you and the doctor as well, to be a lot more self-sufficient than I ended up becoming in my adult life. You know, the apostasies, they add up. At least they did for me as far as self-sufficiency. You know, I was brought up hunting for food. Not all of it. We had grocery stores. I'm not that old yet. Getting there. And we gardened, and we fixed things when they broke, and we tried to keep what we had working. It wasn't what we have today, this Dixie cup throwaway society where if something stops working, it's thrown away. I think a lot of things are engineered and designed to have to be thrown away. Certainly, I can't work on my vehicle any longer like I could when I had a carburetor. They don't have carburetors. And if you ever looked under the hood of any modern-day vehicle, you know, it's a computer, and unless you have the specific equipment to work on it, there's nothing you can do with it. And really what saved me, Vince, is my religion. I was brought up Lutheran. I'm a Christian. And I found that I was moving away from that. And it's a slow seduction, just like it is with being self-sufficient. That was one thing that I recognized was a serious problem.
You hit it right on when you said our new throwaway society. I know exactly what you're saying. You have a huge, big screen. The LED LED, something stops working, rather than going in and fixing it, you throw it away and get another one. And there's more plastic. And the whole thing is designed like Mopar. I think Joey or somebody sent us something a couple days ago about our throwaway society and the way everything is designed to require a support industry.
And well, it's even worse
with families. We have families that used to be large and would stay together and support one another, not living under the same roof necessarily, but at least in the same town, oftentimes on a farm, on the same property, but in different houses. And that worked to have the family and the individual, by extension, be self-sufficient and remain close with God, close with the family, and again, by extension, close with the community. Well, we've given up by being seduced into the easy lifestyle, and I put that in quotations because at the end of the day, it's anything but easy. It seems that way at first. I think you'll both agree, but you soon realize that this is not really the, if you will, risk worth versus reward. You know, you risk a lot, and you're rewarded very little. In fact, you're fed upon almost as if you have a host, that you're the host, actually, almost like you have a parasite. And that parasite, I would say, is, we would call it in church, we would say it's the enemy, Satan, evil, whatever label you want to put on it. And in society, it's big government, which serves the same purpose, and that is to take us away from our roots, from God, from the family, and to use us.
You know, Tom, you mentioned the carburetor on a vehicle. You know, today you've got the engine control module. That's a computer. You've got the power control module. You've got the security monitor. You know, it used to be that if you had to replace a generator, you could, or a regulator, you could, or an alternator, you could. Now you may have to replace a computer that controls the charging output of the alternator, which could be an $800 to $2,000 computer for a simple problem that could have been just fixed with a rebuilt alternator for $100. You're absolutely right. Is there anything else that you want to talk about when we come back?
If you want me to answer your question about the water pipes in Michigan, I can do that.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.